Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
We have Congresswoman Ann Wagner coming up here in just a couple of minutes. At the bottom of the hour, our friend Frank Mealy, who writes for Real Clear Politics. He'll join us. We have an audio cut of the day as well. Ethan brought this up with Frank Cusimano, and I kind of feel like as a Mizzou fan, Congresswoman Wagner, by the way, we're getting her on the phone. She's going to join us here in just a second. I feel as a Mizzou fan, you kind of have to brace for moments like this. So Ethan with Frank in the last hour, in case you missed it, brings up the fact that, you know, the coaching carousel is crazy right now, and that Eli Drinkwitz, the head coach for Mizzou, might be in the mix for, you know, some of these openings. So lo and behold, I happened to notice that they blasted something out at The Athletic, which is part of the New York Times, and it literally says we've never seen a coaching carousel like this. It's not even Halloween yet, and already 12 FBS schools have axed their coaches. And this is it really is crazy when you think about the programs involved here. Penn State, Florida, now LSU. Florida State is likely going to join by season's end, they say. Stanford, UCLA. UCLA just got smoked by Indiana. Indiana, man, they are for real. Arkansas, Oklahoma State, Virginia Tech have, probably some openings. Wisconsin, Michigan State, and maybe Auburn could join the list. So what they say in The Athletic is firing the coach was the easy part. Hiring the next one will be infinitely more challenging. And you start to think about the coaches who are available out there and who these big programs might look at. And, of course, I think Frank brings up Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin's been the perennial coaching candidate. He's done a pretty good job at Ole Miss and raised their profile. So he would be at the top of people's list. Clark Lee, who is the guy that we just saw beat Mizzou at Vanderbilt over the weekend, turned them into a top 10 team. And then the third name that they mention in this piece is Eli Drinkwitz at Mizzou. They say, but they're all also offering a reason, you know, when they break down these candidates. I'll just read you what they say. They said, Missouri's Eli Drinkwitz has done a nice job in Columbia. And by, quote, nice, we mean he's gone 24-22 in the SEC. Florida once fired a guy, Jim McElvain, for going 16-8 in the SEC. LSU fired Ed Orgeron, who went 31-17 in league play and won a national championship. So their point is, nobody's safe, probably. They're talking about Matt Rhule in this piece, who is at former NFL guy, and then he is at Nebraska. But nobody is perfect. So I think that what happens is you start to look at these other conferences, like they mentioned this John Sumrall guy, who is 3-8-10 across four seasons at Troy and Tulane. That's kind of like, you know, when you pluck a guy like Drink out of a smaller program, you're looking for someone who may be that, you know, that next big coaching star. But good Lord, I wasn't too freaked out about about drink leaving Mizzou until Ethan brings it up, and then I see this story in the New York Times, and now I'm a little worried. They all have big buyouts, you know, like this James Franklin at Penn State. His buyout was $48 million. So in order to hire another coach, they got to pay him, unless he gets another gig, $48 million. I think Drink probably has something in the neighborhood of 20, if I had to guess, but we'll certainly find out, look into that. All right, I mentioned we have Frank Mealy coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'll have audio cut of the day. Right now, Congresswoman Ann Wagner is with us on this Monday afternoon. Ann, how are you?
I'm hanging in there, Mark, on this dreary Monday afternoon here on day 27 of the Schumer shutdown.
You know, I want to talk about this, and we're going to talk about this, but let me start with something else, just because this is so comical to me, and I know that you're going to have strong opinions, because I spent the latter part of last week defending this whole East Wing renovation from nut jobs out there who thought it was like the worst thing and the worst catastrophe that could ever happen in this country, and it's symbolic of what this White House is doing to the country. And one of the things that I said, I have a friend who's a movie director and producer, Rod Lurie. He makes some pretty good movies, actually, but he posted about this like everyone else does on Facebook. And I said, all right, let's take a step back and let's just say for a moment, maybe these were renovations that were kind of long overdue and maybe they should take place. And lo and behold, Ann, it's a miracle. Both the Washington Post editorial board and the New York Times editorial board, I think I'm leaving in some dreamer. They both agree with me on this one. What the hell happened?
Well, they're right, and you're right, and I will tell you that the White House is not and cannot be a museum. It is a working space, and to think that we are now going to be able to host true events in a very large, non-taxpayer-funded, I'll underscore again, non-taxpayer-funded ballroom is amazing. And I'm nostalgic. I have certainly spent time in the East Rooms of the White House, but they were not workable. It was a museum, and it's time to have real workspace. And I'm glad that there are a lot of folks from philanthropy that have stepped up that are going to pay for this.
But,
so I think it's a good thing.
The way that they were describing it last week was that he's tearing down the White House, as if, you know, because when people think of the White House, they think of the residence, right? They're not thinking about the West Wing, even though they've watched the TV show. They're not thinking about the East Wing. So these images get out there and people start freaking out, not even knowing. Maybe there should have been better communication on the part of the White House going into this, but I still think the freak out would have been there.
They would have. They're looking for anything, you know. I mean, they started with the Rose Garden, and you know, I have to tell you again, working space. It certainly is. I was a little cringeworthy there. I did hate to see a little bit of that as it was concreted over in the Rose Garden, but it really is magnificent. They've done a great job. It's lovely. It's beautiful, and I do think that this ballroom is going to be incredible working space. That is important for major big gatherings that are worthy of the White House. So can't be a museum, Mark. Can't be a museum.
Well, and, you know, people say it's going to be gaudy, and I don't know in the end what it's going to look like. I'm concerned about, you know, maybe some of the architecture, but let's give this a chance, and especially because it's not being used with taxpayer dollars. All right, Congresswoman Ann Wagner is here. Let's talk about this shutdown. The shutdown for the House means you guys have been in the districts the whole time now, right? I had Congressman Onder on the other day, but you have not been back in Washington since casting these votes to keep the government open, correct, Ann?
That is correct. I cast that last vote on September 19th. The House, the Republicans, I should say, in the House, with one Democrat who joined us that day, did our job, passed the 217 votes to 212 to fund the government, to fund SNAP, to fund the troops, to fund WIC, to fund air traffic controllers, everything, and the entire government to buy us more time while we finished our appropriations. We did that work. And yes, the only joy of this shutdown has been the fact that we have been working in the district and getting out and doing incredible, you know, jobs. We're meeting with the National Guard, my soybean farmers, big deal. I've been sitting down with different mayors, tool and die and small business owners, sheltered workshops. Gosh, I'm trying to think all we've done. We even did the NGA opening ceremonies and heating and cooling contractors. I mean, just all over the district. So that part has been fantastic. Traveled down to Union last week to a child advocacy center. I mean, those are good things to get to do in the district. But meantime, we are squandering the most important thing that we have in Congress, which is floor time, time to get our budget, our appropriations done, time, you know, the time that it takes to pass pieces of legislation that are important to working families across Missouri and across our country. Those are the things we have to get back to committee work, back to voting on the floor. And it starts tonight, this evening, five Democrat senators with some guts have got to join with the others to reach that 60 vote threshold mark, where we have 60 that are voting to reopen this government.
Well, but will they get there? I mean, how many votes have been taken in the Senate right now? John Thune has been very clear about having and being open to discussions about the health care subsidies. We should get into those just a little bit here, because, you know, this is one of those things that is an easy talking point for the Democrats. But, you know, I even pointed out my favorite thing last week was Senator Amy Klobuchar. I don't know if you saw her poster children for the Obamacare subsidies, but it was a couple that were in their 50s. They retired early, like at the age of 52. God bless them. And they were paying amazingly low premiums. And now, because they retired early and had the money to do that, we're going to hit them with a $15,000 increase in subsidies. So that means you're the bad person, because you're taking away the subsidies from people who could on their own afford it. So that's one of the issues here. The other thing is there are people who qualify for their employer plans who get a better deal on the ACA, so they don't sign up for those plans. So this is very complicated. And these were always set up, as you indicated, as temporary. And they're going to expire when? At the end of November? The end of December?
They happened at the end of December. But again, now let's talk about Obamacare and the what I call the Unaffordable Care Act for just a minute here. It has been broken, Mark, since the very beginning. And premiums for Obamacare or the Unaffordable Care Act plans, they have increased, are you ready for this, over the last 10 years, since 2014, 80%. 80%.
Well, I have a hard time believing that, because Senator McCaskill, when she was in office, told me that the premiums would go down, and that's why they were voting on that. She insisted on that.
Let me just say she was wrong.
Yeah, I think she was right.
And that, in fact, they are expected the premiums to go up some 25 to 30% on average this year. So I would love to sit down and have a conversation on a bipartisan basis and bicameral basis with the Senate and the House, and to talk about health care and the high premium costs that are going on around this. And in terms of these subsidies, and let me be real clear, these are enhanced subsidies, enhanced, but meaning if you have Obamacare to begin with, you're getting a subsidy, all right? And there are about, I'm going to say 7%, 24 million Americans that are on that ACA marketplace right now. But during COVID, the Democrats, on a completely partisan basis, passed an enhanced subsidy, which meant they basically increased the subsidized amount. But are you ready for this? They added no income caps. They were completely lifted, which is why you hear us say people that are making $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 a year and they choose to be on ACA are getting a real sweet deal. So that's why they want these to continue. So we're willing to have a little discussion about an off-ramp to this potentially, but the income cap has got to be reinstated here. Let me just say, okay, and we have to have a greater conversation, Mark, once we get past this fiscal cliff here, about healthcare premiums and the absolute skyrocketing rate of them. So I look forward to that. And we've got some great Republican plans that we would love to sit down and discuss. But, you know, let's make it clear. The Unaffordable Care Act premiums have gone up 80% in the last decade. It is not affordable in any way, shape, or form.
But you don't think this is going to, like, they're not going to get Democrats tonight to come over on this vote, are they?
On this vote? I don't know. We'll see, because you know what happened today? The earth shook, okay? The biggest federal government employee union, Mark, today.
I did see
the
that.
The biggest one, AFSCME, okay?
Yep.
That's a big one. They called not just to end the government shutdown. They called on Democrats to vote, like Republicans did, on a clean continuing resolution to open up the government and continue with the appropriations process. They called very specifically. This is not a union that would, normally be agreeing with the Republican side of the aisle on much of anything, but they've called for that. You've got, what, some 2.1 million civilian federal workers, another, I think it's 1.3 million of our military personnel that have not been paid. And yes, it is true that in Missouri alone, we probably have about 650,000 folks that are their food stamps are going to run out. Air traffic controllers at Lambert are working without pay. We've got the Women, Infant, and Children's program.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Barely hang on. And military families lining up at food pantries. It's not okay. It's not okay for this government for no reason whatsoever other than the Democrats pandering to their far left liberal base, let me just say, which is run by Bernie Sanders and AOC and the likes of this new, soon to be new mayor of New York, Mamdani. That's who's holding people hostage right now on the Democrat side of the aisle.
But let's say that they vote tonight and there's a miracle and they open back the government. That only extends the funding until when? Because you're going to get very close now to another, you know, date that a CR would have to be passed by. Isn't that the fact?
Yes. This is only this was done again. We passed this. Let's think way back 27 days to the September. It was longer than that, because remember, when we passed it on September 19th, we weren't at the close of September yet. All right. So we passed this some time ago. And yes, it only goes to November 21st. We will have to go back, open up the government, cobble together the appropriations. We have a package of three that should be set to go. I think the defense package, which is about half of the budget, is coming to some. People are still working, by the way, behind the scenes on some of these. But we've got to get the trust level up, Democrats to come to the table and get us voting on these packages, because they're big packages that take a lot of time, have a lot of amendments, and they have to clear both the House and the Senate, oftentimes after a conference committee. So to your point, Mark, we're going to need more time. So we're going to pass what we can, But chances are you're looking at another continuing resolution, I would assume, into some point next year.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll see where this takes us. Congresswoman Ann Wagner, I got to get your thoughts on Middle East peace. That was a big moment when the hostages were released. Where are we now, though? Because these things are always fragile. It seems like this one is quite fragile. The president obviously also turning his attention to Ukraine and to Russia. But on the Middle East situation with Hamas, what's our confidence level here a couple of weeks after, this sort of went into effect?
Well, I'd say it's strong, hopeful, but still cautious. Remember, we've had many folks in the region there from the administration. We've had J.D. Vance there. Secretary Rubio is just getting ready to leave. Jared Kushner has been there along with Witkoff. All of the original negotiators have been in and out of the region on an every other day basis. I believe, I think to date, only 15 of the deceased hostages have been returned of the 28. We've been willing, I can tell you, Mark, to send in our own forensic teams to dig into this rubble and do what they can to find remains for the remaining hostage families that are still in need of that kind of closure and the return of their loved ones. While there have been some skirmishes and things, and some of the summary executions, I think, that were going on by Hamas and some of their regions, some of the delay in the humanitarian aid, those have been some concerns. But so far, so good. Now we have to keep the pressure on Hamas to hold up their end of the bargain. And I know the president's going to do everything in his power to implement the terms of the peace deal to rebuild and get those Arab countries, those 35 that were on board here, to help in the cost of rebuilding the Gaza Strip, finish our demilitarization of Hamas, and hopefully keep the peace. Will there be some ups and downs? You bet. It's a rocky road, but so far so good, and we are staying and doing our due diligence on the mission. So,
all right, well, keep us posted on that and on the shutdown. I'm guessing that Ray Wagner might be excited that you have to go back to Washington, that he's stuck with you here for 30
yes.
days,
yes.
Right?
I'm going to tell you what, yes, our 39-year marriage is, I always say, my wonderful, long-suffering husband, and he's feeling very long-suffering at this point in time. So, but I'm telling you, you've got hunting season that's opening up. My conservation commissioner is very happy about duck season and deer season. And
as
all
am
that.
I.
So
he's
going to be fine.
All right, yeah. Well, keep us posted. Thanks as always.
Take care. Bye now.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.